The next film is In the Penal Colony. It started many years ago. I started with the concept of trying to find a new way of putting film, doing film, or the content in film out. And I came up with the idea of filming my eyeball directly onto the film, and I would project all my great ideas through my eyeball onto the film. And if it worked, directly onto the film, and if it worked, it would solve the whole problem of filmmaking for a lot of people. Anyway, I set it up. Roy Bard shot it. We had a 400 foot magazine and set it up so I couldn't move my head. I could just peer directly into the screen, into the lens, camera lens, actually. I was going to use my right eyeball, but it got all red shortly before we were going to shoot. I think it was stage fright. So my left eye was substituted. I stared directly into the lens for 8-10 minutes. And later when the film came back, I noticed that it would slightly go in and out of focus. I think those may have been the period when I had a great ideas. It's very hard having great ideas on times like that, just immediately come up with a great idea or thought and try to project it out your eyeball onto the film. When the film was shown the first time silent at a experimental film festival, the audience, a review said it was a true experimental film. Most of the audience got up and walked out before it was over. So I guess my theory or experiment, either it didn't hold, you couldn't project your great thoughts onto film, or else I had no great thoughts. The theory was right, but I had no great thoughts. So the film has had an evolution. I had read Kafka's In the Penal Colony. I thought it was one of the coldest stories in the world, utterly cold. And I remember my wife told me, second wife, Yuta, told me that he had written an article, which I've been able to find. I saw it, but I can't find it, on that the eye is a perfect theatrical motion picture media, directly into the brain or the soul. If anybody can find that and send it to me, I'd love it. Anyway, so I decided to put the film and Kafka's In the Penal Colony together. It's somewhat of an abridged version. At the same time I was doing this, or contemplating it, was the Manson, early on at least, the Manson thing broke with Charlie Manson and his group. And there was this guy appeared at UCLA. He had come down from Berkeley. Time magazine was paying him as a consultant on the Manson story. He told me some interesting stories. That's another tape. And he was also interested in film, and he had what he called the 28-frame brainwave theory. And that he felt that the 28 frames, some rhythm of cutting on 28 frames or repeat of 28 frames, was the closest to the alpha brainwave theory. At that time, the Beatles were thought to put that, it's a 1,000-cycle hum or sound wave, sound cycle. And it's supposed to make you feel good. And the Beatles have put it in their songs. That's why you like them and so forth. But he was trying to put them into film. And he had done experimental work up at Berkeley with film. And he was quite proud. He'd been able to put 67% of his audience to sleep in 10 minutes using this technique. So anyway, I thought I'd try it with this. And it... So the eye itself is shot. I mean, it's live action for 28 frames. And then on an optical printer, it was frozen for 28 frames. So it goes back and forth. It's a very subtle rhythm in the film visually. It's just not a straight eyeball. I also use the 28-frame brainwave theory in the film Red Green on my voice. So that, as far as that film is, at present time, is the only film of mine that has not done well, not even been shown in any film festivals accepted, and maybe it's the 28-frame brainwave theory. Oh, one thing that I want to mention on the eye film in the penal colony, when the eye was being shot, a student in the program had taken the animation class, a nice young lady, came in and just started chatting up. I mean, sitting there trying to do great thoughts on the film, and she just wanted to chat away. But she wanted to talk about, she'd been a speed freak and had gone to some sort of experimental withdrawal, how to kick the methadone habit. But she was the only speed freak there, and the rest people were heroin addicts, and how she had really come out the best of the whole group, and she felt quite proud of that, over the heroin addicts. And she was talking about her days as shooting up, and her favorite way to shoot up was to the underside of the tongue was put the needle there, and methadrine would go, that's where she'd shoot up. So that was a slight distraction as I was trying to kick across great ideas, the idea of having a needle in your tongue. So I guess it's about it. My films are almost always based on some critical or conceptual concern, finding answers to a concern of animation filmmaking, or trying to find something different to a new way of filmmaking. I always try something new to put across concepts, thoughts, emotions even, but open up new ways of seeing the world and thinking about the world and thinking. Open up new ways of thinking. I do minimalist work, conceptual, structural. That conceptual as an idea, working from an idea. Structural, dealing with the film structure techniques, and which often I try to come up, with a new form of content, using new techniques of the media to come up with a new form of content. Again, looking for other forms of content rather than the narrative. I respect the narrative. I love it, but quite frankly, I'm bored by it. And I do other ways, the forms of filmmaking. Always interested in the new, not repeating. And that's just the way my brain works.